And this applies here to the United States as well. And by the way, Michael Hitchburn of the Lepanto Institute is my special Tuesday guest, as he always is. And you can listen to our last 10 or so podcast at crusadechannel.com or on my site at mikechurch.com. And you can subscribe to Michael's newsletter, and I think you should. It's free, don't cost nothing, at lepantoinstitute.org. L-E-P-A-N-T-O, lepantoinstitute.org. I have another thing I want to hit you with about Lepanto. So remind me if I tell you that we're done. There's at least one more thing, two things.
Sure.
But as we ply into this, this hospital, and I think it's a huge conspiracy, from the point of view that we've witnessed yet another paradigm shift in my and your, Mr. Hitchburn's, lifetime. We've seen a paradigm shift from a hospital system and from a hospital and doctors that largely worked for patients and, you know, for their own practices and maybe for the nurses and for others that benefited from that individual practice, has now gone from that, which was all about care. And yes, it also had to consider cost, and it did consider cost, to a completely, this is a wholesale change, which is why I call it a paradigm shift, to a paradigm shift where there is a third party that is now reconciling the payments, and the payments are made with this veneer of translucency that you and I, as the insurance policy holder, don't ever get to see. We're just told how much to pay and what procedures are covered and aren't. And, you know, and the really shocking thing about this is how many procedures are performed purely and specifically because an insurance company will pay for them. That's not medicine. That this is, again, taking dollars from where they are and using medicine as an excuse to relocate them to somewhere else. And as you pointed out, you look at what's going on in Indiana right now. There's a hospital chain, I believe it's 13 hospitals, Indiana, Southern Illinois, I want to say, maybe parts of Ohio, that used to be part of the Catholic Church's hospital system. They were all named Saint something or other. What was the first thing to happen? Well, you guys need some investment money, so, you know, you can still keep it as a, you know, kind of a church hospital, charity or whatever. But, you know, we want to do this. Ultimately, what do? They muscle the nuns out. They muscle the chaplains out. It becomes a for-profit hospital. Last year it was announced, no shock to me, it was announced that the names of the saints that used to be on those hospitals' facades are gone. You're not going to have St. Luke's in Indiana and Gary anymore or whatever. You're not going to have St. Andrew's. You're not going to have St. Margaret's anymore. You're going to have, and it said, Pine Street Medical Center or whatever the case may be. Michael, they are systematically purging the Catholic faith from the life of Americans. They already purged it from the English long ago. It's well underway here, brother. Well underway.
You know, when back in the 90s, I was listening to a lecture that someone was delivering on socialism. And he made this point, and it's always stuck with me. He said, under a socialist regime, you will be mercifully cared for, and you will be mercifully fed, and you will be mercifully housed. And if you resist, you will be mercifully shot. And I think that's exactly where we are. I think that with the situation at Alder Hey Hospital, what happened was Tom Evans was resisting the system, and the more pressure that he put on the hospital, the more pressure he brought to bear on the legal system that was protecting the hospital.
Yep.
You know, he was punished for his resistance.
Now, before we move on to the next topic here, please note that I don't think, and I bet Mr. Hitchburn doesn't think. No, first of all, which one of our friends penned the article in Italian?
I was sent the article by Riccardo Cascioli.
Okay.
The article was written by Benedetta Federio, but it was published under Riccardo's publication.
Okay. All right. And Riccardo was part of the International Conference on Population Control, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Fine man, fine man. You'll get to see him pretty soon, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, you're going to Rome. So that's that's one. I just want to point something out here, folks. The Limbaugh, Fox News media, conservative and liberal media news cycle paradigm, this is also a new paradigm, basically requires that because we're not leftists and we're not progressive wackos, that we're going to leave the Alfie Evans controversy and say some prayers maybe for the repose of the soul of Alfie and move on, never to be heard from again. That, to me, is a grave mistake because if it can happen there, well, they're just about a decade ahead of us. Believe me, it's headed here. And believe me more when I say there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lunatics probing, meandering about the American countryside right now that want nothing more than to have an NHS-style system here because they think we're already overpopulated. And they think we've already got too many men, women, and children running around the United States. So this conversation should not end. I hope that someday the Evanses, well, I bet, though, they probably had to sign some kind of a non-disclosure or something to for whatever treatment was promised, which we now know was not delivered. I hope that the Evanses maybe they lead the charge here. Or that they go back to it, because I'm convinced that one of the things that happened to Tom Evans is he was basically told, not only is that boy, is your son going to die, you and that woman's life is going to be a series of official state harassments upon you. You're both young. If you don't stop, you have no idea what we're capable of doing. Of course, since they run the courts, they run the tax system, they run the regulation system, they give out licenses, you can have an occupation or you could not have one based on their decisions, I would think it would be only be a too much of a real-world concern. And if I was the NHS and I had the courts on my side like that, that's what I would have told them.
You know, it's kind of ironic. Just a few months ago, Prince William, the son of Prince Charles, he gave a speech at a gala dinner, and in his speech, he actually said that there are too many people on the planet. And the real irony here is that he just welcomed his third child into the world. You know, it's always a case of other. With these people.
Right.
You know, it's not our children that are the problem. It's your children. It's not our race that's the problem. It's your race. It's not our social class that's the problem. It's your social class. You know, the one of the things about Marxism, people truly misunderstand what Marx was doing. Karl Marx, in penning the Communist Manifesto, wasn't simply establishing a revolution among the workers of the laborers of Europe. He was establishing a perpetual class warfare by saying that you will always have strife between the haves and the have-nots, that there is always a struggle. And so everything about Marxism is not about it's not about, you know, helping the poor. It's about maintaining that struggle. It's about maintaining that fight. You know, the minute the laborers get control, and they're the ones who take control of everything, and they enact their own system, well, then they're the ones who have, and the ones who have not are the ones that need to rise up against them. You know, Hegel called this the dialectic. He said that you've always got to have a struggle between thesis and antithesis, and the end result is synthesis. Okay, so it's all dialectical materialism. That's exactly what we're fighting here. And in the hospital system and what happened at Alder Hey Hospital, all of this stuff, it all comes down to the Hegelian, Marxist, materialist dialectic. That's what we're struggling against. And until we realize that capitalism and socialism, or capitalism and communism, are two sides of the same materialist coin, we're always going to be focused on the mundane and will not be focused on the spiritual.
That's right.
That's what the devil is trying to get us to do.
Oh, no, he succeeded.
Yeah, well,
he's not trying. He succeeded. Now, Michael Hitchburn of the Lepanto Institute at L-E-P-A-N-T-O, lepantoinstitute.org. Sign up for his newsletter today, and I think you're getting a good idea of why. This is exactly what David Simpson and I were talking about. What I was talking about the first hour of the show here today was that capitalism, communism, folks, you don't get it. And it should be very clear to you, especially after just analyzing, just sit back and analyze a little bit about what's going on in the world around you. And you have to come to the conclusion that being material creatures makes you a Marxist. Marx existed, and Marx thought, because man existed in the material world, because he couldn't see the spiritual world, and he denied it because he was an atheist, that there could be nothing but matter. Without ever asking a question, okay, well, who put the matter there? Which, in the ages of faith, we know who put the matter there, and we still know. This is a very important distinction to make. Now, but we're going to run out of time here. Today's May the 1st.
Yeah.
You are the founder of the Lepanto Institute, Mr. Hitchburn. This begins our month of May is the month of Our Lady. There are feasts. There is a recognition. May is Mary's month, Our Lady's month, and this is something that has been growing in recent years, as I think that the Holy Rosary, the preferred weapon of the 21st century, is beginning a comeback. 100 years after Fatima, I think you can see that maybe for the first time in my adult life, there is, I think, serious growing devotion to the rosary. Would you concur?